philosophy.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
Thank you.
facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
What you see, well, it's Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
miles behind me. I've got some stuff to figure out. I don't want to talk about. I'm taking off for the unknown, making my decisions on my own. Blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air I breathe. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air. Shoulders untighten, I can feel my burden lighten. It's good to see the daylight glisten and hear the silence when I listen. All I can see are the pine trees as the road unwinds behind. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air I breathe. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air. Some stuff to figure out that I don't wanna talk about. I'm taking off for the unknown, making my decisions on my own. Give me a blank slate, wipe away the pain, let me feel the air I breathe. Let me feel the air I breathe. Let me feel the air.
So I will ask you once chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR, or E09, or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Let's once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, spill the wine, take that pearl. 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 I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that pearl. Spill the wine, take that pearl. Spill the wine, take that pearl. Come on, come on. Spill the wine, take that pearl. Take that pearl. Yeah, it's all yours. Oh, you gotta do it. Spill that wine. Spill that wine. Let me feel.
Gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
In the garden from my window, I can see their love.
reason, it is poison, fills my heart with gloom. I will stop them, I will ruin everything they grow. They are rotten, they are poison, my thoughts they grow. Just like
One, two, three, five!
You.